Hi, my name's Jeffrey Archer. When my children were 7 and 5, they weren't reading my novels, so I had to sit down and write a children's book for them. The first one, which I'm now going to read to you, is called Willy and the Killer Kipper. I hope you enjoy it. Willy and the Killer Kipper. Chapter 1. Sad Submarine. Willy always liked Saturdays. No school for 2 whole days. He could lie in bed thinking about the adventures he would have with his younger brother Jamie and his friends Randolph the Bear and Yo-Yo the Cat. The only problem with such deep thoughts was they always seemed to make him late for breakfast. "You must get dressed more quickly," said his father, as Willy took his seat at the kitchen table. "It's my shoelaces, Dad. I find them hard to tie."
"Any boy of 7 ought to be able to tie his shoelaces," said Dad, not looking up from behind his morning newspaper.
"I can't tie my shoelaces," said Jamie, who was always willing to take his brother's side.
"You're only 5, said Mum, "so you still have 2 years in which to learn."
As Willy munched on his cornflakes, he began to read the back of his dad's newspaper.
"What's a submarine, Dad?" he asked.
"A boat that can travel under the sea."
"Wow," said Jamie. "How does it breathe?"
Dad went on reading. No one ever seemed to want to answer Jamie's questions.
"And what's a tragedy?" asked Willy.
Willy's father sighed. He put down the newspaper and spread some marmalade on his toast.
"A tragedy is something that's very sad," he replied.
"What's sad about the submarine?" asked Willy.
"Yes, what's sad about the submarine?" repeated Jamie.
"Well," said Dad, "a submarine called the Neptune, the biggest in the world, has been lost somewhere on the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. If it isn't found within 24 hours, all the sailors on board will die. That would be a tragedy."
"Why will they die?"
asked Jamie.
"Because they will soon run out of oxygen and be unable to breathe."
"How did the submarine get itself lost?" inquired Willy.
"Now that's the great mystery," said his father, shaking his head.
"No one seems to know what happened."
"It might have been eaten by a monster," said Jamie.
"Don't be silly, Jamie," said Dad, who had started to read the newspaper again.
Willy was silent and thoughtful. Jamie leant over to his brother and said in a whisper,
"I wonder if we could do anything to help find the submarine."
"Don't worry," said Willy. "Randolph and I we'll think of something."
Jamie nodded because he firmly believed his elder brother could do anything, even tie his shoelaces.
"You must," he added, "otherwise all those sailors will die from lack of...
"Oxygen," said Willy,
and turning to his mother asked, "Please may I leave the table?"
"Yes, if you are sure you've had enough to eat."
"Yes, thank you, Mum."
"What are you going to do this morning, Willy?"
"I shall be out all day rescuing the submarine," said Willy solemnly.
Willy's dad laughed from behind the newspaper, and his mother smiled. But Willy didn't notice. He and Jamie were already on their way back to their bedroom.